As you enter the church on the left, just above the baptism fonts, the large window of the baptism of Jesus reminds us that thanks to Christ, all men can become beloved children of the eternal Father. Eternal Father. Jesus, dazzling, is baptized by John the Baptist in the Jordan. The phrase from the Gospel of Matthew, "He saw the Spirit of God descend like a dove and come upon him," illustrated therein. The ray of light manifests the unity of Jesus and the Holy Spirit. John the Baptist, who leads an ascetic life, is barefoot, dressed in a long tunic. His hand holds a cross, a symbol of passion. At the bottom of the window, where is the word of the Eternal Father in Latin, as related by the evangelist Matthew? "This is my beloved Son, in whom I have placed all my affection." Before leaving the church, above Notre Dame de Lourdes, you can admire the large stained glass window of Sainte-Geneviève, born in Nanterre about the year 422, and saint patron of the diocese and of Paris. This scene depicts Geneviève, about 10 years old, blessed by two bishops, German of Auxerre and Louis of Troyes, who passed through Nanterre on their missionary evangelization trip to Great Britain. Looking at the stained glass window, we can see the piece that Geneviève is holding in her hand. It is the pierced coin decorated with a cross, offered by Germain of Auxerre. In the other hand, she holds a candle, reminiscent of the one that was miraculously relighted when she went to the tomb of Saint-Denis at night. Around the age of 18, she consecrated herself to God. Her deep faith gave her strength and courage, and she conformed the parishioners, who were frightened by Attila's Huns. Parishioners are spared. Then the Franks besiege the city. Geneviève saves Lutetia from starvation. Then she became a basilica built on the site of the Martyrdom of Saint-Denis, the first bishop of Lutetia. Later, she became friend with Queen Clotilde. Thanks to both of them, King Clovis asked for baptism and France became Christian.